Welcome to the Quests Fishing Adventures Podcast, Chapter 5. Welcome back to another Quests Fishing Adventures Podcast, and I do hope that you're doing well. And as usual, if you've been fishing since the last podcast, you guys know this now. Let's hope you put a few on the bank. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see by the title, I'm back down on silty shallows today. Now, the reason for that is because I really want to put a fish on the bank. I'm not going to lie. Now, that does not mean I'm going to put a fish on the bank. But fishing this lake, I do know, is a lot easier than the other lakes that I've been fishing to try and get one of those absolute minters. But that being said, there's some fish in this lake that I really want to catch. My next target ideally on here would be the ghosty that lives in here. Now Dylan had that a couple of weeks ago. It was like £27 or something like that, a complete minter, £26-27. Big ghosty. Now I don't think I'm gonna catch it that soon after he caught it, but if I'm not down here, I'm not gonna catch it, am I? So yeah, we've come down here today. So literally I've just come down and you know where I've gone. there's one of two swims I want to fish. I've got down here and they're in the little honey holes, because we've got the island in the near side of the bank, and that channel down there, we've had a lot of carp from either side of the bridge. So I've just been standing on the bridge just trying to assess what side to go on, and checking out the foliage, because all this water we've had and the sun's come out for a little bit, you know, things have definitely grown now, and there's a big branch on the left hand side swimming now. I was just debating whether to go in that swim or not, because that could be a bit of a snag haven there. But as I was watching over the bridge, a fish jumped right by it. I was like, well, that's a no-brainer, and we got to go there. So I'm going to go there, and we're actually going to put two rods out, because as you guys know, when I've fished this swim on the left hand side the last few times, I've actually only put one rod out. But I'm going to put two rods out today. I'm actually going to put them both down to the channel to the right. So I'm going to put one on the spot, which is like the end of the bridge, at the tip there, and I'm going to put the other one, the right hand side one, literally probably that side of that tree that's kind of like, or that branch that's coming into the water, and give it a go there. And if nothing happens, and you know, and if I do catch fish and we get the lines caught up, then I'll bring that one in. But I am going to bat lead to try and keep the lines nice and flat, so if we do get one, we shouldn't be snagging up on the when we're playing the fish. So that being said, it's time for me to get the rods out, and I shall then update you guys with what I'm fishing with. Yeah, let's do that. Right, let's get them out. Let's try and catch a fish. Right, I've got both the rods out on the two spots I just said I was going to put them on. Decided to start both off on the noodle, 18mm wafter bug. And today I've bushwhacked it out with a crush boilie, but I've got some spod mix left over from the other day, and I thought I'd use that up. So that's literally, you know, seed mix, tigers, maize, and some other good stuff in it as well. So I thought I'd use that. I've not put a lot out. I'm just trying to fish for almost, you know, a bite. Talked about that in my last podcast. And we'll see what happens. The weather's been up and down. It's started to rain a little bit now. It's windy, it's overcast. Earlier it was a little bit sunny, so it felt warm. So I don't know how that's going to affect the fishing today. But I have seen a few fish move around in this area. So hopefully, one of them will at least pick up one of the baits and we'll land it. But I guess only time will tell. So I shall keep you guys updated. The time now is quite late, it's 10:44. So let's keep it crossed that we can get one out. Right, it's 12:20. This is definitely turning out to be a really hard sesh. Yeah, it really is. I've just redone both rods and changed the rigs. So I've gone with a left-hand side rod. I've put the left-hand side rod on the same spot, but I've gone with good old bit of a artificial corn, sweet corn, that's been soaked in that chicken tikka.
So that's obviously popped up now on a spinner rig. So got that out there. I'm just wondering maybe the yellowness of it might stand out a little bit. Maybe they are moving through, but they're not going down the boilie. I have no idea. Right hand side rod. I've put that out a little bit further past that tree, the branch that's come in the water. I've literally taken a bit of a gamble. I've pushed it past that. Gone with 18mm SLK pop-up and put that out there. So that's a little bit closer to the bridge, but it goes through the branch sort of thing. So hopefully, I don't think, when I pushed it past, I don't think the actual branch is properly in the water, so we should be fine, fingers crossed. So yeah, I've changed them both up. Kind of feel like I need to make a change here. Weather's been up and down since my last segment. My hands are cold, so that's definitely an indication how cold it is. Damn, just frustrated, really frustrated. I really want to get a fish today. Really not fussed on the size of it, just a fish on the bank would be epic. But yep, we'll keep trying. We'll keep trying, see how this pans out. Just keep everything crossed. Right, finally. I've just had one. Gave me an absolutely cracking fight. Running me all over the swim. Come to the 18mm pop-up SLK, so whether or not that was the reason why, you know, I changed the bait, changed the spot. Was that the reason why? I have no idea. Have they just switched on? Could be that. We're never going to know, but all the same, absolutely buzzing. Absolutely buzzing to put on the bank now. Kind of like, I feel like I could chill a little bit more now, if I'm not going to lie. So yeah, going to put that out straight away. I might redo my other rod. I got a few bleeps when I was playing, I think. Even though I'd sunk the line down with the bat lead, I think at one point it kind of like caught onto it. So I'm now unsure if that's fishing, so I might have to redo that one as well. But yeah, let's get that back out, and yes, thank gosh for that. Right, so I have redone the left-hand side rod now because I was a little bit concerned. It came in with a little bit of crap on it, so it might be when I've played that fish, it's picked the line up and dragged it a bit. So I changed it over and decided to actually change it over to a spinner rig, 18mm pop-up SLK to match the other one, because that's obviously done one, so hopefully they've moved on to that. But we'll give it a go. So they're both up there now. The time now is 13:56. So we've got quite a bit of time left. There's always time for one last bite. I say that for sure. Anyone doesn't matter. Even had like a couple of minutes left, there's always time for another bite. So but we have got plenty of time in all seriousness. So hopefully we can nab another one. Hopefully we can nab one of the giants from this lake. That would be fantastic. But as always, only time will tell. Well, I'm really gutted to say I just lost one on my left-hand side rod. Playing in the margins in front of me, and it was just going left and right over my other rod, and got over it and then under it, and I lifted up the other rod to like get him out, got him out, put the rod back down, and just that, the slackness, just he come off on that. It's barbless hooks on this lake, it doesn't help, but yeah, he got away. It wasn't a lump, it was smaller than the other one, but still all the same. Just gutting. But yeah, looks like I've made the right move switching to the DNA's SLK's pop-up style. So that seems to have made a difference. Or have they just switched on? We don't know. But all the same, I'm buzzing. So hopefully there's another fish in it for me. Listen, hopefully, keep those fingers crossed. Right, it's 16:43. Nothing else to report. Generally thought it was going to happen after I made that change, but what I'm thinking now is I think it was just possibly just a period where either the fish went on the feed or they were just passing through this channel. Interesting, very interesting. But yeah, nothing else to report. I'm going to stay with what I've got out there, which is the pop-up DNA's bug. And that's why DNA's SLK. I feel if that's worked already for two fish, despite I lost one of them, I still think it's the one to be using right now. And if they do happen to switch on or either come back around the channel again, whatever it may be, I'll have a bait there waiting for them again. So I know I keep saying it, but fingers crossed we'll get another one. There's a little bit of an update. Right, pleased to say it's 17 minutes past five. Not pleased about the time, but pleased to say I've just put a 25 pound 10 mirror on the bank on the right hand side of the log, absolutely buzzing. What I'm really happy about is that's two fish from that other, well, from a new spot now. So they clearly move up and down that bridge line in this part here. So I'm absolutely buzzing about that. I am bloody cold though. My hands are freezing. It's definitely got a lot colder in the last like hour or so. But anyway, apart from being cold, absolutely buzzing. Another fish on the bank. Get in. Let's get it out again. There's still time for one more. So it's 23 minutes past six, and I've just been sitting here thinking, why have I not had many fish pick up my bait today in this swim? Now, that's not me being big-headed. It's just that I really feel like this particular lake and this swim, you know, really is a decent spot. And my previous trips here, I've certainly had a few fish out of this swim. Now, obviously, it could be a total number of reasons why, you know, as what I've talked about earlier, might not be feeding, it could be the bait. But what I've was thinking as well, doing a lot of thinking here, aren't I, is one of the big changes that I've made today is I've been using my spod mix that I had left over. Now, in the spod mix, I've got like maize. Maize is quite big. I've got tiger nuts. Tiger nuts are quite big. Obviously, there's seed mix in there. So I'm wondering, normally when I'm fishing like boilie and boilie crumb, is the boilie crumb is more of a holder for the carp, because the boilie crumb will sit on the bottom. As the carp come down, it will work its way into the silt, which is pretty much what I'm fishing over, and it gets the carp grabbing around that little bit more. And the flavour that's like sucked into it, all the liquids that I've put onto it, I imagine is like oozing out, you know, to a degree. Whereas with the spod mix, it's a completely different it's completely different. So therefore, apart from the seed mix in there, which has got the tiny grains, it's not got much of a pulling power, I feel, to get the quicker bite. So what I'm trying to say is, in a very poor fashion, I feel like maybe the carp are coming in, like picking off the boilies that are in there, picking off the maize that's in there, picking off the tiger nuts and swimming off. Whereas normally they'd come in, they might pick the odd boilie off, because as you guys know, I don't put a lot of whole boilies in there. And they might swim off them, but all you've got left there is just the crushed up boilie, which gets them grubbing around, which then eventually they pick up my hook bait. So I'm wondering, basically, because I've got larger bits in the bucket that I'm putting out, that they're literally coming in and picking up and moving off. But then I suppose you could argue as well is I'm not getting any liners. See, this is when it gets all complicated, when you start thinking into it too deep. So yeah, there's another reason why I might not have had as many fish today than I thought I was going to have. It could also just be the weather being really rubbish. But hey, those are my thoughts. I shall continue thinking about this, and yeah, I love carp fishing. Well, it's 18:44, and I'm really pleased to say that my new spot is doing the business. Just had another mirror, not a massive one, £12 or something like that. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because I just love catching fish. Oh yeah, so yeah, I'm absolutely buzzing, as you can probably tell. I'm really cold, my hands are freezing. But I just need to put the rod out again. I have to put the rod out again. I have to see. Have to give it a little bit longer, that's for sure. Who knows what's next? Who knows what's next? Well, ladies and gents, I'm now home. Apologies for not recording this last part on the lake. I literally had that fish. I carried on fishing for another half hour just to see if anything else would happen, but unfortunately it didn't. But all the same, absolute buzzing. Three fish on the bank, which is absolutely mega. £25.10. That was it. That was the biggest one, which is really good. I'm not gonna lie. I was looking at the photos after, thinking, God, is that I've already had that carp out already, and it wasn't. So that's another new bigger fish from the lake, which is really good. So on that, I'm actually quite looking forward to going back there again, because
I was catching more fish on the new spot. And that's really excited me. So I want to go back there very soon to try that out, to see if that repeats itself. I also think when I go back there again next, I'm going to go straight into the spinner rigs with a pop-up DNA SLK boilie on. I think that's the way forward. I'm in an R-ing with the using my my spotting mix over crush boilie. I am leaning towards the theory on the crush boilie and the boilie, but part of me thinks that's just my theory. So I need to kind of maybe give it another go on the spod mix. So I might do that on my next trip. But anyway, these are all things I need to think about leading up to my next trip. It might not even be there on my next trip. Who knows? You know what I'm like. I try to mix things up a bit, but at the same time, I try and campaign. And that's another thing. I am planning on doing a big campaign on Lily's Lake. Looks like Ben's going to be joining me. I'm going to get Ben involved in the podcast a little bit more. Alex, obviously, you know, a shadow of a doubt, he's going to be there anyway. So, yeah, watch this space. So there will be a lot of blanks coming up. There you go, just pre-warning. But I am going to try and get out on other lakes as well at the same time to try and catch some other fish. But if I catch, if I start catching fish on Lily's Lake, wow. Wow. Cone Valley legends in there. Absolute. Anyway, I'm going to go. I've said too much. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And if you go fishing from now until my next podcast, let's hope you put a few on the bank. Take care of yourself and tight lines.
If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That would be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.